And thanks for joining us on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. So grateful to have all of you joining us here today. We're going to talk about someone that's very familiar to the cannabis industry, a celebrity, a Hall of Fame boxing champion, which, you know, me growing up in the late 80s and watching on pay-per-view and just watching just the massive power. We all know the influence that Mike Tyson has and what an amazing figure and icon he is to sports. And you have someone like him making his foray into the cannabis industry, you know, you got to pay close attention. Well, we're going to learn about Mike Tyson's first foray into the cannabis industry, which is focusing on bringing consumers high-quality premium cannabis products at affordable price points. We're now going to talk to the gentlemen that are going to make this possible. That's already made it possible. Tyson 2.0, I'm here with the co-founder and CEO, Adam Wilkes, and co-founder and chairman of Tyson 2.0, Chad Bronstein. Adam and Chad, thanks for being on Blunt Business.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Adam, I want to go ahead and start with you. You formerly served as CEO of One Plant, which is a multi-state MSO retail chain. And prior to One Plant, you served as CEO of the venture capital firm Soul Global. And you've spent more than a decade scaling licensed retail brands, including Pinkberry, Cold Stone Creamery. You have the clout. You have the background. Talk to me about how you got involved with the folks at Columbia Care, which you're also partnering with on this project, and how you and Mike Tyson, you know, the iconic Mike Tyson, how you got all put together in this project.
So, Jackson, yeah, small world. Chad Bronstein is on the call today. Actually, we met through Wasana, which is another psilocybin company that Mike's involved in. And Chad and Mike, you know, with their great relationship and the introduction, again, Chad made to Mike, coming to me and knowing my experience in the cannabis space, building, you know, a couple other cannabis brands in the last MSO and One Plant. We came together and decided that, you know, with both of our vast networks, that we could hit a home run here with Mike Tyson, you know, with Mike, his authenticity and the ability to create, you know, the world's largest cannabis brand.
And is it to make mention of Mike Tyson because of the fact that, you know, Cannabis Radio did attend the Wonderland event down in Miami where Mike spoke at, was a keynote speaker, yes, to mention of that part. I'd love to know where it is that he's been quite a bit interested, obviously, in psilocybin and using it for personal use, but cannabis was the first project to come out. Talk to me about what was it about going with cannabis first, even though he's definitely speaking out on behalf of psychedelic treatments, but cannabis was the first and foremost.
So the thing is, the plant-based medicine as a whole, Mike's a huge, you know, advocate and fan of plant-based medicine, both falling into the same category. I think why the focus was cannabis first was just because of rules, regs, and the process and politics. So as psilocybin and other plant-based medicine move along through the process of being approved in more regions, states, et cetera, it's been more commercialized and just brought again more. It's more open discussion, which brought Mike to the table. But hence why cannabis being a little more.
Can I chime in a little bit, guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So Mike was a part of both the same differently. So Mike got involved with MEO DMT, which actually was what helped Mike get back to, you know, his roots of being he'll say he kind of became reborn by doing 5-MeO-DMT. And so it's something that he's been vocal about for quite some time. And when you mentioned Wonderland, Mike was with Daniel Carcillo, who was my partner at Wasana at Wonderland. We had him speak at Wonderland with Daniel. And Daniel was a 2-time Stanley Cup hockey player, along with Mike being a fighter. And the reason why we got Mike, there's a backstory here. Me and Daniel were sitting in my office at my house in Illinois, and we were talking about, you know, how do you destigmatize psychedelics, just like cannabis? You know, me and Adam come from the cannabis space. When I launched Philo, it was to destigmatize it and allow brands to have the same capacity to run advertising as Kellogg's or Kraft would. The same shit goes on in psychedelics. So we were sitting there and we're like, we need Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson has been talking about cannabis. He loves psychedelics. This will help get people more educated, understand about psychedelics and how it actually helps people. So they all, when we look at the companies, Philo, Usana, all these companies, they're like sister companies with each other because they're all doing something similar with the same mission. And Mike happens to be a big part of that.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
And that's how we came together with, and Adam was a few when we saw both of them. We were in my living room talking about both companies, and that's how we got to know each other. And then Columbia Care, you bring into the mix. Columbia Care is one of Philo's big partners, and Jesse Shannon is the chief growth officer, is one of our close friends. And when we were starting Tyson 2.0, we went to Columbia Care and asked them, hey, are you interested in doing this? It was done wrong prior, but if we do it right, with Columbia Care, we get full scale distribution. And Adam and I created a brand with Mike and a few others that now is the only brand ever that's in 18 states. And so that was the key, was finding a partner like Columbia Care to really get that full scale distribution, because all these other celebrity brands were struggling because they had launched it in one market and they couldn't get distribution in any of their states. And so Mike was the icon that people wanted to be around, and how vocal he is has led him to people going into a Columbia Care or different retail and say, I want to smoke Tyson 2.0 because I know Mike knows what he's talking about when it comes to marijuana.
There's a couple of things to unpack out of that. Number one is because of the performance level he's had to keep up for all this time. And, you know, either off and on, just to go and perform and continue to box. I mean, hell, he still did an exhibition fight with Roy Jones, which is still hilarious. And I know Tyson, you know, could have won it well off. And, you know, it was one of those things where I'm sure for his own trigger, just for pain and for some of the ailments he probably still might be suffering just from being all those years in boxing and the training he had to go through, which was so rigorous. The second part would be that his level of status as a celebrity has never wavered. It's never gone down. It's never phased down. I feel like Mike Tyson is still as much of an icon as there is. I mean, look, you still see where he's not afraid to go ahead and be humble and, you know, make kind of play of his character and what kind of person he's been. You know, I think of the movie The Hangover when I think of that. And the fact is that he's still recognizable. Though you can't miss him when you see him out there. There's just something about that status and that celebrity status that he has that most of the celebrities and influencers don't have.
Yeah.
I want to go ahead and move along and ask about Mike's involvement. And for me, I've had other interviews where we had the chance to talk about celebrities and influencers being in front as brand officers or spokespeople for brands and their personal attachment to it. So first of all, Adam, you had talked to CNBC, and I also, Chad, I want to make a reference where you brought it in here. You said about his involvement, quote, he's not just putting his name on a product. We won't put the product on the market unless Mike approves. Tyson is involved in the research and development process. And you added that Mike actually gets to choose the strains that he prefers, the Sour Diesel and the Toad being some of his favorite strains. Now, Chad, you mentioned Jesse Channon, who we put a microphone in front of him in many conferences. I think most notably would have been the Benzinga conference in Miami just before the pandemic. And we've interviewed him, and he also made mention of how, quote, celebrity sponsorship is one of the most effective ways to build immediate product and brand recognition. Influencers have driven some of the most successful brands, from sneakers to alcohol and now cannabis. Mike Tyson is creating a completely different and authentic experience and has positioned himself as a true ambassador for cannabis products. So I'm going to ask the both of you, how important do you feel a celebrity or influencer, for that matter's level of involvement weighs on the success and integrity of any project like this?
I think it plays a huge part. And Mike's a perfect example of that and how we've been successful with, again, launching across 18 states. Mike is as real as it gets. He's as authentic as it gets. We speak every single day, and he wants to know what's next. What product are we dropping next? What's in the pipeline? What R&D are we doing? I was at his house Sunday night. We were going through some of the products that we have coming out in 2 weeks, just allocating which flower is going in the jar, you know, again, according to Mike's favorite, the nose, the taste, the smoke, the way he feels. But yes, it's as authentic as it gets. And both Chad and myself have worked with dozens of celebrities in the past. none of them I can say are as real as Mike is when it comes to plant-based medicine. I don't think anybody is.
I mean, no, I would agree with Adam. I mean, like, I was with Mike yesterday in Colorado. We flew in for 4 hours. We did our Columbia Care release. It was like an Aerosmith concert. There was a four block line. People out of camping out at 3 a.m. to get into this. And I'll tell you what the difference between Mike and everybody and all these other celebrities are. And Adam can agree to this. And Francesca, KCSA can say this. They're on a lot of calls with him. Mike is people's champion by all definition. And, you know, we were on the street just driving yesterday in the car. He'll stop if he's a homeless person. He'll give him $500 just out of it because he actually cares. And and the people that came in at Columbia Care yesterday, there was a woman, it was an amazing story, brought a picture in the 80s with her grandfather and a picture of Mike. And she was crying there because it, like, Mike took a picture of it because it meant so much to him, and then signed it when he didn't have to sign it. And that's just the kind of person he is.
Wow.
And he's very involved. And I also think it's infrastructure. You know, Adam and myself, and it, you know, a lot of celebrities, a lot of people want to just be a part of a celebrity and just help them out. And then it fizzles out. I think that we put up a really good infrastructure. Mike has Kiki and Azeem, and we have Tyson 2.0 that's set up and Columbia Care and all these other partners that make this a success. And I think that, again, I think a lot of celebrities and influencers matter and help out, but no one has a longevity in a brand size that will stay forever as like Mike does. And I don't want to name names, but we can all look at launches that have happened in this industry that have fell flat within 2 weeks. And it's because they don't have the involvement. Like, Mike goes to every event and talks to everybody and talks about cannabis. A lot of the other celebrities do it and then they never show up again.
You know, I can imagine that it's great to hear that level of involvement, and you don't hear it that much at all. But I also got to say, and the other thing too is also, it's something that a testament to Mike Tyson about that he's definitely being matured and just having time in the spotlight so much, and how much more grounded and much more, you know, in place that he is. He's not that volatile young cat that's just, you know, is motivated by his work in the ring. But I can imagine, and this is just my personal thing, if I had to work with Mike Tyson, subconsciously, I'd be intimidated by working with him, because I think he'd probably, like, now he could still kick my ass and everybody else's. And, like, that's just further motivating you to make sure that the product is done at such a quality, at such a level. And because he's on top of this all the time, that must motivate you greatly.
It's also why he tries it all first. We want to make sure that he approves it before he goes to market. Don't want him picking up a jar in the market and not be happy with what we've
I also think Mike would respect me or Adam if we were pushovers. So I also think, like, if you're gonna be intimidated or afraid to work with talent or anyone else, like, I think the best set is, like, we had Sean McVay, who was obviously just won a Super Bowl, come speak to Philo. Yes. And he says he treats the janitor the same way he treats the owner of the Rams. It's the same way Mike works. And if Mike wasn't like that, me and Adam would work with them. So, you know, it's more so having a level of respect that we all have for each other. And that's, I think, the working relationship. But if you were afraid of Mike, I don't think he would even choose to work with me and Adam, because it wouldn't be successful.
True. But I mean, I can imagine it's got to be a little bit of that. Just that's my thought process. But I get what you're saying. And, you know, it's really something about how much of a level of, you know, that personality. It really is just something to dominate the market with a product like Tyson 2.0. We're going to come back, and after a short commercial break, I want to go ahead and talk to you more about the idea of celebrity. And also, Chad, I want to go ahead and get into your work in terms of, you know, the personal connection you've had, and then where Adam got involved, and just go more into the intricacies of how Tyson 2.0 came to be this a real testament and a real role model of a celebrity-driven product. And I really want to talk about that coming up after the break. Again, I'm with Adam Wilkes and Chad Bronstein of Tyson 2.0 here on Blunt Business, back after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back. I'm here with Adam Wilkes and Chad Bronstein, collectively co-founder and CEO and co-founder and chairman of Tyson 2.0. And I want to go ahead and also want to reference the website. Tyson2.0.com is the website. So make sure to go ahead and check out that and check the line of products, full spectrum cannabis flower, concentrates, and consumables. Go ahead and peruse that as we go and continue our conversation. Now, Adam and Chad, CNBC, the article I referenced before the break, they referenced some of the top celebrity-rated cannabis companies. Different article, by the way. The family of music legend and cannabis advocate Bob Marley launched the Marley Natural Cannabis line in 2016. Jay-Z, rapper mogul, he created Monogram in 2020. Seth Rogen has the Houseplant Cannabis Company. He started in 2019. Martha Stewart launched her own namesake brand in 2020. You have various other products for people and pets. And then there's other notable names, of course, Cheech and Chong. Tommy Chong we've had on many times, including on Blunt Business. Whoopi Goldberg, Jim Belushi, as other notable people in the space. What should companies determine when the opportunity arises based on your current dealings? When someone that's that polarizing and magnetic and will draw a lot of attention to your product, how important is it, you know, of who you work with?
So I think a huge part is the actual product you roll out with the talent that you're tying to the product. I'm not talking negative about anybody or pointing fingers, but some of these celebrity brands out there, are putting good flower in their jars. Nothing will go in our bags, our jars, or in any of our product line unless it's great. Everything has to be, you know, high quality, premium products. And again, sticking to the authenticity of what Mike actually uses himself. So to just take a celebrity and throw some mediocre flower in it is a dime a dozen. But to find, you know, a legend like Mike Tyson
does it a service.
Yeah. Correct. I also think Jim Belushi does a great job. I mean, he's very active. He grows in Oregon on his own farm. He's very involved with his product. You know, he does a great job. I think Martha Stewart now, their product's doing well with Canopy Growth, you know, and Philo actually works with them. I think those are good examples of, I think, brands that have done a good job. And then there's, you know, like Adam said, there's ones that don't focus so much on, you know, the product. And I think that's where Adam's skill set too in this working with Columbia Care is like, he has it, you know, he's a big advocate of, you know, premium product. And so, you know, he and the team go out a lot. And they, any deal we do, Adam will fly out there. I think he did a road show one time with like in 5 days and went to like 10 different cities or rural areas just to check on the product. And so I think that's where that's the time and investment you have to make in a celebrity brand, where you have to be out there and going and touring the grows and touring and making sure that they're following the value of your brand and strains that you want to get out and market. And I think if you do that, then you have a successful brand. But if you don't, and you just do a press release out of a brand and let them and don't check on the product, you're going to be screwed.
In terms of the cannabis industry, when we have celebrities that jump on board, you know, I've always talked about internally in the circles and at conferences about the level of, not so much pioneers, but those rock stars of the industry where you have people that are just, you know, when you're going to talk about somebody when it comes to cannabis, that's the go-to. Like, I mean, Tommy Chong is kind of like heralded to me as like, that's the top person that is the most outspoken, the most recognizable figure in the industry. And maybe Steve D'Angelo, things like that. But when you have somebody coming into the space with such a peak of popularity, I always feel like there's going to be the thought process that some celebrities and influencers, they'll come into the space after their career has kind of started winding down, as they've already made so much accomplished in their career that, you know, they're not going to feel like their reputation will be tarnished if they come into the space. But you know, do you feel like there's been, I mean, this is where I feel like this is not where it is with Mike Tyson.
Because well, I think
found much of a career after his athletic career anyway.
Well, I would say, Adam, this is me and you probably agree to this, but like, you know, Tommy Chong's amazing. Everyone knows who Tommy Chong is, and he's done a great job. And we've had him on our podcast and pioneer. I think that in order for a brand to be really successful, though, across multiple states, you have to touch every demographic if you want it to sell well. And I think that, you know, the reason why Mike does so well of that is that you could be my son who's 5 years old, and you could be my deceased grandfather that was 95, and everyone knows who Mike Tyson is or have experienced or watched. Someone's like, we got to watch a Mike Tyson fight that I watched when I was younger. And this, and it brings back nostalgia to a lot of people. And so I think that the reason why Mike does so well as a brand is because demographically, doesn't matter how old you are, you have some sort of sentimental reasoning into why you love Mike. And I think that's why his brand does so well. And I think Tommy Chong does that because people know Cheech and Chong. But I just think for us, that's why we're having so much success in the brand is that, the team and then Mike's brand awareness and recognition that he gets market and people love him.
Absolutely. I want to go and ask now, Chad, about your own personal connection with Mike, because you and me mentioned of, and I'll make sure I take, oh, this is from a Yahoo Finance article I'm thinking from. You mentioned that you got to know Mike as an entrepreneur and an investor, and it was, quote, clear to me that his relationship with cannabis was a critical component in his own life. And you've explained that collectively this project, quote, combines Mike's star power and love of cannabis with your experience licensing, and commercializing brands, both cannabis and other consumables. So I wanted to know, when it comes to being able to take this level, what is it that you have done, you know, previously that has brought, has been a good takeaway that has helped you in the process of building Tyson 2.0?
Well, I mean, Philo works for pretty much every brand in the space, in the cannabis space. And prior to that, I was the chief revenue officer of a company working with Airbnbs and Kraft and the Kellogg's world and brands for quite some time. And I think my skill set is, you know, building teams, infrastructures, and brands or companies. And it's all about the people around you. Like Tyson, you know, when we were looking for a CEO, I knew I had to have Adam be one of our co-founders because our energy clicks and it's about chemistry. And that's what Mike is. And then Azeem, his brother-in-law, we haven't talked about a lot, but I would have known Mike or anybody without Azeem, or Brian Spears introducing me to him from Philo. And then, you know, Daniel Carso, we saw had a friend that introduced me to Brian. So it's just like all these different touch points. And then, and Mike and I connected through Wisana, and he invested in Philo. He invested in City Row. He invested in a couple other companies with us, with him and Kiki and Azeem. So I got to know him both sides, and I got to know some of the investors that invested in the prior company, which wasn't a success. And we brought them over to the new company. So I'd like to say that when you build companies, like the companies we build are mostly family cultures where everyone gets along and has, you know, follows the same mission. And even we didn't talk about Aristotle, but Adam knows Aristotle really well, but Aristotle is a co-founder of Philo, and he's in the back end a lot of times working with us on, you know, setting up the infrastructures and just all these different people at play that you can, that work well together, have come together to help build multiple companies. And I think that's the key to so far, you know, success, and why Mike chose to work with us on Tyson 2.0 is he always talks about the team around him. And I think that's true to everybody. Whoever runs a company knows that the team is the most important thing to building a successful outcome.
One other thing I want to ask is your thought process, both of you, about where I feel like the pandemic really kind of hurt the idea of celebrities and their status and just their you know, and the integrity. And I'm just talking about in general. And I'm not, my thing is, I look at where influencers that are being popularized by social media, whether on TikTok or Instagram or wherever, and the kind of deals they're being made right now to enter the cannabis industry, whether it's through products, either product lines, either it's clothing or if it's accessories, what have you. I've asked a couple of different people in blunt business about the idea of the difference where you want to have celebrities if you can afford to bring them on because of their professionalism. They'll make sure they get when their projects are on time, as opposed to influencers, and where some companies might take the risk of taking an influencer, but yet they might not get that reliability from them, but the popularity is worth the risk.
Adam, you're on mute. Do you want to answer that?
No, yeah. Sure. I mean, listen, it goes back to what we were saying about Mike's authenticity and really just the passion he has for the plant. It had nothing to do with money. This whole thing was around Mike and you know, recreating a cannabis company for Mike and again, doing something that we all have a passion for. You know, I've been a cannabis user for over 20 years and share, you know, the passion for the plant that Mike has. And that was a huge decision here, why we know and have seen the success that Tyson 2.0 has had. Unlike, you know, just throwing a name on an influencer's brand and putting it on the shelf, right?
It doesn't work, to be honest with you. I think that's what, back to your question about COVID, like COVID kind of equaled the playing field, right? Everyone was at home during COVID And you couldn't, you know, everyone's equals, no matter who you were, what your status was, you all were stuck in the same confines of COVID. And I think that changed the game. And, you know, I think that's where, you know, I think that you learn that it has to be something that's not just a celebrity. Like we said, it has to be someone that really has substance behind what you're trying to do. And I think that's what, you know, what, again, why Adam said we've been successful with Mike is because throughout COVID and everything else, he's been consistent on psychedelics and cannabis and how it helps him and his mental health. And I think that's the key, his mental health. Cannabis was an essential during COVID. And so that made it even more of a conversation because COVID obviously hurt a lot of people's mental health. And so that's where cannabis started to get, for Philo, like we were concerned, like what the fuck's going to happen to, or I'm going to swear, what's going to happen to Philo? And when COVID became deemed essential, that's when cannabis started really skyrocket. And so I think that, you know, I hope that answers your question.
I don't know, it absolutely does. And the other thing I got to mention is that I've always had the thought process about how much, if there's any kind, because it sounds like with what you have with Mike, it's a one-on-one interaction. Meanwhile, if it's other celebrities and influencers, there might be a few more gatekeepers in the mix that'll be in front of them, whether it's, you know, accountants or managers or agents or whatever there might be. When you've looked at that and you see where other companies have gone with the same kind of project you've done, you know, talking about the difference about having the closeness and that one-on-one connection with your client.
Okay, well, Adam, can I answer? Me and Adam have been pitched by other celebrities. I think, you know, like we're saying, cannabis is really hard to become to get a cannabis company to endorse a celebrity. Because at the end of the day, you're going into their bottom, and Adam's one of the cheapest guys I know. And if at one plant, you're coming to him at one plant and you're a celebrity and you're asking him to go into his margins, like, it's very hard to convince them to say, okay, I'm going to go in my bottom line to carry your product. And I think that a lot of celebrities think that they should be pitched by the cannabis company, and it really should be them pitching why they should be value add to that cannabis company and what they're going to bring. And I think that's where the market's going to start to change, is that it's very competitive in cannabis. And a lot of the cannabis companies don't want to go into their margins because of all the tax, all their, what they're already getting crushed on. So I think that's, you know, what we've learned is that it is important that Mike is a fully like, let's go, I'm in it. And then there's other celebrities like, put together a business plan for me, why I should work with you.
Yeah.
And we're like, exactly. Sorry, like that's not the case right now. No, you know, you got it. No. Yeah. So I think, Adam, would you agree with that? Or just,
yeah, no, absolutely. Especially again, a network like Chad's and myself's, that they all want to tap into. And they'd like to be a part of, right, after seeing what we've been able to do here. And again, what you were asking in your question, as far as just the connection, Chad and myself speak to Mike almost on a daily. Right. Again, they'll come over, we'll smoke in the backyard, do test products or in his backyard. And again, it's a very one-on-one connection. Like you mentioned, other celebrities that we have worked with, you're dealing with management, you know, and rarely do you see the talent or speak to the talent. Mike, again, is, and I keep saying it, but he's as authentic and real as it gets.
Fantastic. So the other thing, too, is that, you know, it's a testament to both you, Adam, and Chad, that you've had so much experience behind you. You've done all this kind of work for so long. So for you, it's like, you know what? You can set up the meeting with me. I don't have to set up the meeting with you. Okay? Then we can start to work that way because the reputation behooves you both. So, again, I'm here with Adam Wilkes and Chad Bronstein, collectively of Tyson 2.0. And we've been talking about the product, or just really just the relationship behind this product. But we're going to talk about the product itself. We're going to go inside the product line itself. Coming up after a short break, stay tuned.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back. I'm here on the home stretch. Final questions with Adam Wilkes, co-founder and CEO of Tyson 2.0, and Chad Bronstein, co-founder and chairman of Tyson 2.0. Chad, also, we want to make mention that you were also CEO and founder of Philo. And Philo, you might remember, folks on Blunt Business, that we spoke to Chief Commercial Officer Jeff Ragavan here on the program. So I want to make that point across. And, of course, Chad's been on our NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice back last October. So if you want to go ahead and catch back up more on Chad and the team at Philo, go ahead and take a look over there. Meantime, I want to talk about Tyson 2.0 and the line that you have right now, where you're providing consumers an outstanding selection of products. You have premium, affordable, full-spectrum cannabis flower, concentrates, and consumables. Let's go into the product line itself, and really, what are just some of the standouts and highlights you have on the website? What are we talked before about how Mike preferred Toad and what was the other one? Sour Diesel. Talk to me a little bit about the strains and, you know, procuring. What can you tell me about the level of flower that's being put out there for sale?
So all of our flower is top shelf flower. Majority of it's testing in California right now between 30 to 40% THC. So it's on the high, very high spectrum of test results. We have about a half dozen strains right now in market, including the Toad strain, Southern Toad, Intergalactic Toad, Western Toad. We have our pound for pound cake. We have our knockout OG. So again, lots of selection in the flower. On the flower front, we got pre-rolls. We have concentrates. We have a solventless live rosin concentrate. So no butane, no CO2, as clean as it gets. We got some edibles coming out down the pipeline a couple weeks out. We have beverages as well, and some vapes as well, some live rosin vapes to continue on the solventless top shelf theme and product line.
And I want to make mention too, if the website is Tyson20.com, or everybody on this Tyson20.com, because that extra dot you really can't put in so much. Yeah. So in the products, you know, you're basically where you're getting strains from Nevada, California, Colorado. Besides what Mike's preferences are, what have been some of the best sellers?
Our Toad line is the most popular. I mean, it's been what Mike's known for. It's some of our highest testing products, and people come from all over to try the Toad products. We're in over 100 dispensaries in California. We're now in Chicago, Michigan, Colorado, and Mass. We have another 7 states coming online this quarter. And again, you'll be able to taste the Toad in across the nation by the end of this year.
Yeah, we're also really excited about an edible line we're coming out with. Mike, that's going to be called Mike Bites.
So Mike Bites are an exciting one. Yeah. We actually did release it on one of our Straining with Mike episodes. It's a new gummy ear. They're 10 milligram. You get 10 of them in a bag, 100 milligrams total. And it's an ear with a bite out of it. They're called Mike Bites. The bag's awesome. We've had some great feedback on the packaging already. So excited to get that to market before the end of February.
Yeah, it's gonna do really well. And so then, right now, I mean,
you already have the product available in California, over 100 retailers, and in Colorado. And for those that, you know,
in Massachusetts,
we can see it rolled out to other markets.
So it is in Mass, Illinois, and Michigan as well. And again, we have another half dozen states coming online this quarter.
I would say this, we're trying to keep up with demand. We launched in Massachusetts and we're supposed to have 2 weeks of product and we sold out in an hour. Right. So we're just trying to make sure that, you know, we're getting enough, when we launch, that we have enough product. So when it sells out, we can keep it coming. So that's what we've been doing. We've only been live really since December and January, and, Massachusetts was our last big launch. And then in Colorado yesterday, like I said, there was a 4-block line to get into the Green Solution dispensaries just to buy Mike's product. I would say the brand, what's crazy is when I'm on the plane flying from Tampa to Colorado, I got stopped 5 times with our Tyson 2.0 gear saying, we love your product. It's amazing. And there's, you know, it's the brand recognition is pretty incredible on this. So it's definitely taken off in each market. We just, Illinois is going to be a big one. It's my backyard too. And we have a lot of Sammy Dorf's on our board from Verano. You know, we're excited. We'll be in Murano, MedMen, a lot of other stores out there too. So
go start looking for it, especially near you based on here. And also you can go to the website for store locators as well. Tyson20.com, Tyson20.com. Adam and Chad, really, I've loved this conversation. It's been great. It's great that you've been able to go and help facilitate everything so that Mike Tyson can be another voice in the cannabis industry, respectable, recognizable, and well-known, and obviously with a real passion for the plant. I really appreciate you both being on with us. Thanks again for making time. Really do. And please keep us abreast on the progress.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
This is fun.
Thank you, listeners. And hopefully maybe sometime we can get Mike on the line himself. the next time we bring you on, if that's even possible. But anyway, thank you, folks, for listening in. Glad to have all of you joining us here on Blunt Business. We'll talk to you next time. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.